Shabbat Shalom, and welcome to this week's episode of I Only Have 5 Minutes. This is your host, Avram Elner. I'm a current student at the Ziegler School of Rabbinic Studies, and I'm spending this academic year studying in Jerusalem. Lately, I've been very focused on the idea of curiosity and how we can remain curious in our lives, and how curiosity can help us engage more deeply in the world, particularly when we couple curiosity with awareness and attention. And how can we get better at noticing things in our lives and in ourselves? Because it seems to me that the first step in, and this is nothing new, but that the first step really on the spiritual path is to notice and to get good at noticing. And now couple that with curiosity, to be interested in the thing or the things that you're noticing. And we see a great example of that this week in Parshat Vayetzeh. At the very beginning, Jacob is on the run and he winds up sleeping and using a stone as a pillow, which he winds up afterwards consecrating, and we're told that this is the foundation stone. But Jacob sleeps and he has this visionary experience of angels going up and down this ladder and God coming and talking with Jacob. And when Jacob wakes up, we have a very famous line, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnato Vayomer. Jacob woke up from his sleep, and he said, Achen yesh Adonai b'makom hazeh, v'anochi lo yadati. God was in this place, and I did not know. In the story, this isn't any place particular that Jacob has this visionary experience. There's nothing unique or special about it, and yet here Jacob is waking up after having this dream, after having this interaction with God and the angels. And what's striking about this line to me is Jacob noticed what happened. Jacob was curious about this dream and he had this realization. If it was somebody else, that person could have just woken up and said, huh, that was a little strange, and carried on their way. But I think Jacob's strength here is that he took that pause to say, wow, there's something special here and I didn't even realize that. For us, I don't think that we need visionary experiences to grasp what Jacob is talking about. I think for us, having that simple noticing and awareness of our interactions with the world, our interactions with people, to be curious about how we feel or how internally we respond to things and say, huh, isn't that interesting? To be interested in ourselves, not in an ego way, but to be interested in what occurs, to be interested in what we observe. And it's through this interest and through this curiosity that I believe we are able to become better aware of the undercurrents and the patterns and the symbols and the messages that can appear in our lives if only we keep our eyes, our ears, our mind, and our hearts open. And my bracha, my blessing for everyone this week is may we allow ourselves to be curious, to allow ourselves to pay attention, and perhaps even have those moments where we too are able to say, God was in this place, and I did not know. Thank you, and Shabbat Shalom.